In an earlier comment about Chip Ferrelli's image in another Vision of the Heart blog, I talk about diagonal lines, and here we see them again in Markham Starr's image from his portfolio Endangered Species. Look at all the diagonal lines that are created by the bench, by the lines in the floor, the floorboards. Everything is a diagonal, except for the thing that we are supposed to be looking at, which is not diagonal. The boots themselves are almost parallel to the bottom of the photograph. And that makes it very interesting because they stand out against those diagonals. So the diagonals make a very strong composition, but the thing we're supposed to look at is more visible because of the angle that the soles of the boots make that's a counterpoint to all the other diagonal lines. Now, it would have been so easy for Markham Starr to swing around a little to the left and photograph this from straight on, at least relative to the angle of the bench and the floorboards, and to rectify all these things and make the boots the diagonal thing. But that's not how we see a human being, which goes to the anthropomorphic nature of my comments in the written text that goes with this image. It may have been easy for him to make that shift in position, but it certainly would not have improved the photograph. The other thing I want to make a comment here that's just sort of a side comment, if you will, is the way the cardboard box shows up. There are some surfaces in the world of photography that simply photograph beautifully well, and cardboard, for reasons I've never been able to figure out, is one of those. Metal is another one. There is a sheen to them, a patina to them, and the cardboard box in this image fascinates me, the way it catches the light, the way it shows with its own sort of internal glow. Whenever I find cardboard, I know I've got something interesting to photograph, as opposed, for example, to every time I find myself looking at cement blocks or a cement cinder block building. For some reason, that's a surface that just doesn't photograph worth a darn, and so you've got to have spectacular light to be able to give it any sort of visceral surface texture. But cardboard, you can practically illuminate it with anything, and it looks great. And one other element, speaking of surface texture, that I'd like to point out in this photograph, you probably saw it first, so maybe my pointing it out is superfluous, but there's so much gritty sand and little dirt and all of that, which adds to the feel of this being a fisherman's workplace. We know that because of the title of the project, but it's that surface texture that really makes this photograph work so well.